This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Phil Salente, but a very well-known journalist and a frequent guest on the show says, I have a source confirming your food poisoning story, getting ready to run story, and they want a quick quote on the situation. I can't wait to see that story, so I'll probably pop in at the very end of the hour with more information here, but I won't say I probably will. Salente will be fine with that. He'll come on at 15 after. I'll pop in the last few minutes of the show today to give an update. Or, you know what? I'll go on the first 30 minutes of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. Okay, let's go back to your great calls here. A lot of amazing calls. Really have been incredible. The points they bring up I wouldn't have thought of. Like, shouldn't Trump go public with it? Conventional wisdom is don't. It makes you sound weak. But, you know, damn it, it's the truth. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say, I have a couple quick points, and I just want to say that we have your back. If anything happens, I don't want to live on this planet without you here. One quick point, Angel Has Fallen is a new movie that just came out. The name of the president is U.S. President Alan Trumbull. When they call his name, it sounds like they're saying President Trump. And it's coincidence that, you know, it's an assassination attempt.
Yeah, don't they try to kill him with drones?
Yeah, they do. They try to kill him with drones.
Yeah, I saw the ad. So that's like a remake of Olympus Has Fallen, right? I haven't seen it. But, yeah, I saw that he's President Trumple or Trummel. I mean, exactly, because they're into the occult. Not the people that are in the movie, but the actual globalists. They call it lesser magic. It's Aleister Crowley stuff. They believe that if they have something similar to it and tell you beforehand that it makes it a better chance of happening metaphysically. It's like Oprah Winfrey secret stuff. It's voodoo.
Right. The devil's agreement with God is that, and he can't do anything to us unless he tells us to. He tells us about it. My people will perish for lack of knowledge. Second point. I believe you said something about taking the head off the snake. I believe the head of the snake here in the United States is going to be Barack Obama. And I believe that Trump needs to use the military and have a military tribunal to go after Barack for treason.
By the way, Robert, I say thank God I take calls. I'm taking more, you notice, because I've always studied this and thought I need to go after Obama because I love to bash Hillary because I hate her guts so much. I mean, she makes my skin crawl. Obama's doesn't, and I'm not saying I like him. He just doesn't make my skin crawl. Hillary makes my skin crawl. She looks so demonic. He's just a smug demon. But literally, he is the one running it from D.C. I mean, we talk about Brennan, Clapper. It's Obama. Obama is high-powered, and you're right. He's honchoing a lot of this crap. And notice, he always stays out of it. He keeps his head down. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, everybody else are just legs of the Hydra, and we're wrestling with all the octopus legs. And even if we cut one leg off, another leg is going to grow back. There's no way we're going to be able to take this octopus, this Hydra down unless we go after Barack. And the reason why this came to me was because I was reading Revelation and I saw the word devil. And I said, well, let me get the Hebrew translation of devil. When I went to the Hebrew translation of devil, it was Barack. And so then I looked up, what does Barack mean? I mean, the definitions of Barack.
Wait, excuse me. The Hebrew word for devil is Barack?
Yes. Well, the definition of the of devil in Revelations 21 that I was reading, when I looked up the Hebrew translation of it, its root of that translation, the root name for the Hebrew translation is Barack.
Okay, I'm not doubting you. That's amazing. Just tell me the translation in Revelation, what name, so I can look at the translation myself. Listen, very interesting. But you're right about that whole TV show, that movie. Thank you, Robert. I'll look into that. We're going to take more calls here. I've got to hit this pedophile news because it's bigger than pedophile news. It's what's going to bring down this whole system. This is such a crazy time. So remember, there's not just evil in the universe. there's also going to be a huge counteraction to everything that evil does. We're at the big, huge historical crossroads right now. Stay with us. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hit a few final news pieces, and then we're going to hit a few final calls, and then I'm going to be back on the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., part of that at least, with Owen Schroyer because of the clear evidence that the president was sent to the hospital for emergency testing to see if he had been poisoned like the one of the testers. That's all in a big article at InfoWars.com. It's going to be continually updated throughout the day. So just that's going to be unfolding. I did a lot of research when we came out with DNA Force Plus. I don't know, 5+ years ago now. It was DNA Force. Now it's DNA Force Plus because we did a new contractor, new company. You signed a 2-year contract, got a better deal, made it stronger, made it cheaper for us to sell it to you. So it's called Plus, the new formula, but that's been out 2 years. And so I was getting ready to rebrand it. And by that, I mean, talk about why it's great, not just say, hey, buy it. It supports the broadcast. And I was re-researching what CoQ10 and PQQ and the other things in it do. And it was just major studies that CoQ10, if it's the right type, can regrow heart tissue that dies in a heart attack. PQQ documented making telomeres last longer and regrowing cells in the brain. I mean, you got to go read. This is mainline universities. All this. This is crazy. And then ours is such a good formula at way, way lower prices you're going to find anywhere else. It's not synthetic stuff that doesn't work. InfoWarsStore.com. I just thought, I'm going to really push DNA Force Plus hard because it's the product along with X2 and X3 that everybody should have. I mean, it's just everybody deserves this. And I've been religiously taking it again, for about 3-4 months, and everybody says, you look healthier, you've lost weight, you've got more energy, and my skin's better. I've had more, a little bit more zits, like I'm a teenager or something, but, I mean, it's amazing. And I'm just taking the supplements, and it's changing my life. Because I get in the cycle of take them for a while, then forget to take them, and then they just really work, and then it funds the operation. So get your DNA Force Plus today, read about it. It's amazing. Do we have Tom Papert?
I'm here, Alex.
Okay, fantastic. I know that you want a quote from me for your article. You write for your great site. You've also written for Big League Politics. You write for National File. And, of course, you manage and run one of the TV stations we're on. But you've got a lot of sources in D.C. and break a lot of big news and have a lot of big writers, formerly with Breitbart and places that work for you. And you're saying, by the way, your site looks awesome, not just the content. Maybe you'll help me redesign InfoWars. But you were just texting me saying, we've confirmed your food poisoning or poisoning story of why Trump was really at Bethesda. And I'm telling you, folks, these are real sources telling us this. But that's important because I want this to break and become a big story so that everybody realizes how serious this is. What intel have you learned, Tom?
So, Alex, my source is a person who works extensively in D.C. with a lot of political candidates, and they have contacts with there are a few good patriots left in the White House, believe it or not, and they have confirmed that, yes, President Trump and his motorcade were rushed to the hospital over the weekend due to a food poisoning scare that they believe was malicious.
And my source was unable to go quite as far as yours did. I could not get the information that the food tester did indeed have a case of food poisoning that was done intentionally. However, it was absolutely, from my understanding, from my source, the trip was unscheduled. The trip was due to a person, the food tester, becoming horribly ill from immediate food poisoning hours after they ate. And President Trump, fortunately, appears to be fine. But, Alex, this kind of follows a pattern. Of course, Roger Stone was reportedly poisoned 2 years ago. President Trump said back on the campaign trail in 2016 that part of the reason why he eats so much fast food, there's the photos of him eating McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, you name it, it's because he fears food poisoning. And so I think that this is a very real threat. I think that the timing is just about on the nose. And I hope that people in the White House, in fact, I know that they are at a heightened security level when it comes to anything and anybody who goes around the president.
Well, let me tell you, I started getting calls last night, but I went to bed early at like 9. And this morning my phone was blowing up. You know, why aren't you covering this? Don't you know that? And I can tell you, the people I've talked to are really concerned. And they said, and then I made some more calls, and they said, of course that's what happened. And yes, everybody knows it. And there's been a lot of attempts reportedly on him. And they said, look at the Secret Service guy who, 44 years old, collapsed and died. It was right on his detail in Scotland last year. And so reportedly, it's really circle the wagons time here. And I'm really hoping that Trump can get the Justice Department to move against the deep state for the crimes, because the Attorney General says they're doing everything they can to overthrow the president and sabotage the executive branch in lawful order. Well, that's illegal. So the fact is, they're admitting that there's crimes are going on, but that no one will act. That is encouraging the globalists to keep doing this. We have to stop them, Tom.
I agree, Alex. I think that this is kind of to be seen as a shot across the bow. I mean, it seems like any time the president gets close to acting, who knows what really provoked this. That's what I was trying to get out of my source that they did not know or would not tell me was, is he planning to pardon Roger Stone? Are they planning to finally declassify? What could be going on that prompts them to go to this insane step right now? And the fact is, they want him gone. I mean, when this first broke over the weekend, all of the national media, almost in unison, reported that President Trump made an unscheduled visit to the hospital because he was experiencing chest pains. President Trump later took to Twitter to say it was part one of a yearly medical exam, which, as I understand, that never happens. You go, you get everything checked in one time. You don't do it twice. So I think that this is a warning shot across the bow from the deep state, but I hope President Trump is learning very quickly. You cannot play games with these people. They will kill you. So move quickly and politically, legally, lawfully take them out, meaning through the legal system, through the criminal justice system, before they can go after you.
Tom, you're going to be co-hosting tonight Firepower with yourself and Will Johnson, 7 o'clock Central, band.video, and on local radio and TV stations across the country, like the fine station you manage there in Wichita, Kansas. Anything else that your source said? I mean, obviously, you asked the source, and they had it from sources in the White House. Let's be clear, it wasn't a feedback loop from InfoWars.
No. This source had, essentially, they are, I will say that they have been in D.C. I'm not going to say if they're there right now, but they work extensively with political candidates in the area, and they work with folks who have now made it into the White House. And so they were trying to figure out how to get this out so that it was not just coming from natural news and InfoWars. And so my thought process is that this is a very serious matter, and I'm hoping, again, that the White House is taking it seriously.
What you just said is key there. So are you saying you got contacted because folks knew, just so it wouldn't just be from us, which I understand because we've been so demonized?
Yes, essentially yes. And the idea is that the conservative media, I mean, hopefully if we will break this and that we intend to publish the article here after I'm off the phone with you, Alex, hopefully we can get a little bit more attention on this. Because I think that everybody knows you're an extremely powerful tool. I mean, obviously folks know that I work with you. They knew that before they called me. But, yes, the idea is it needs to go wide. It needs to go strong. People need to understand, because the White House cannot obviously put out a press release saying, hey, somebody just tried to poison the president with food poisoning.
Well, no, I mean, the Secret Service was real honest with me. They said, Alex, the media won't cover this. We're giving it to you. And everybody knows that's what we do is we hit the barbed wire. There's just so much pre-demonization up front. Even though we break Epstein, we break it all, a lot of people still say, oh, that's from InfoWars. So that's exactly what happened. I mean, Millie was contacted. I was contacted. So different people, obviously, they were told contact us to get this out. And so I'm not going to say it comes from Trump because I haven't talked to him about it. I've talked to Trump in a long time. But this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not the role of the president, obviously, to say they've tried to poison him. They use surrogates to do that. That's just what the globalists do as well. Of course, they put out this info. We're putting out very accurate info, and I'll have more for folks during the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up in 45 minutes. Gerald Celente's taking over right now. Thank you, Tom. We'll be watching National Wire for this.
Thank you, Alex.
National File for this. Okay, you get these callers' name and numbers. Shy, Darren, Anthony, and Jose. I'll go to them right at the start of the War Room with Owen Schroyer if we get them over there. Coming up, though, is Gerald Celente. Any breaking news, I'll pop on live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for having me. And, of course, my work is trend forecasting. I wrote the book Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Time Magazine. And, of course, we publish the Trends Journal magazine. It's a weekly. No other magazine like it anywhere. I mention this because what's going on in the world, I've never seen before in my life. And people aren't following the trends. They're caught up in the junk news. When you watch the mainstream media news in America, it's concentrated right now on the impeachment hearings. It's a waste of time. By concentrating on this and knowing the details of nothing, you're losing the information about what's going on around the world that's shaping the future. And that's going to affect your business, your profession, your life, and the nation, and the other nations around the world. So today what I'd like to do is to go over some of the big current events forming future trends, so you can see the future, how it's developing, devolving, and evolving, and what you can do to prepare, prevail, and prosper. So if you look, for example, at the New York Times, they call themselves all the news that's fit to print, the paper of record. I call it a toilet paper record. And it's not the news that's fit to print. It's garbage news. So here's the front page story right at the top. Bloomberg says he now regrets stop and frisk. Ahead of a potential Democratic presidential run, former mayor Michael R. Bloomberg, the R is for repulsive, of New York on Sunday reversed his longstanding support of the aggressive stop-and-frisk policing strategy that he pursued for a decade and that led to the disproportionate stopping of black and Latino people across the city. I was wrong, Mr. Bloomberg declared, and I am sorry. Every time somebody gets caught doing something disgusting, and particularly if they're a public figure, you're always sorry. You're not sorry. You're sorry they got caught. He's sorry he did this because he's running now, probably or possibly, as a contestant in the presidential reality show on the Democratic ticket. And he's sorry because it may lose him votes. It's like that little other clown out there, the prince over there in the UK. I love these people. They're princes, prince, you know. Yeah. You know, you could do with the prince stuff. And sir, you know, they give him all these titles. Because he was caught with the Jeffrey Epstein thing. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're sorry you got caught. But this is the way the media portrays things and gives the rich the breaks
to get them off. So that's one of the stories that's just, I mention that because it also demonstrates how weak the Democratic side is on the presidential reality show. Back in the beginning, when he was being propped up by Oprah, I thought that guy Beto O'Rourke had a shot. I didn't realize how stupid he was and how empty the clown boy was. And so he went down. And as a matter of fact, I even mentioned it to Alex Jones, and I was wrong on that one. There's nobody there that has the strength right now to beat Trump in the 2020 presidential reality show. And he's a reality show champion, just for the record. And the impeachment thing is just, again, a waste of time. And the Democrats are doing it so that they could weaken his stance. But I make it very clear that the front runners, and it doesn't look like Biden's going to be it, it'll probably be Warren or Sanders, they won't be able to win the swing state votes. Other news. Battle between protesters and police intensify in Hong Kong. This is very big, not only because it's Hong Kong, which is the banking hub to Asia and extremely important to China, but it's what's going on around the world at different levels that I've never seen before in my life. Never. It's going on in Bolivia. Again, a different issue, yes and no. In the sense that the economy is weighed down and people are frustrated with the ruling elites. But again, is there a coup element in that? Probably yes. Because they're rich in lithium, rich in other natural resources that the corporations have been waging wars for centuries to get. And you keep going back to the however far back you want to go. And it's always about the bottom line. It has nothing to do with freedom and democracy. As I say, you'd think we'd be in the Middle East if their major export was broccoli. You'd think we'd care about Venezuela if they weren't sitting on the world's largest oil supplies. So the same thing down there. But in other nations as well, in Algeria, in Sudan, an issue in Spain about freedom, Hong Kong, Lebanon, Chile, one country after another, Iraq, poverty, corruption, violence, no jobs, no future. These are the issues and events that people should be watching because they have grave implications, not only in terms of social unrest and murders of innocent people and decays of entire societies, but what are the implications going to be? Hey, you think you have a migrant crisis now? You haven't seen anything yet. As people escape Honduras and Nicaragua and Chile and Venezuela and Bolivia and Colombia. Oh, I forgot to bring Colombia in there, too. They have an issue going on as well, as does Ecuador. So these are the kind of things to look at. And don't, unless you want to, waste your time with the presidential reality show and watching, listening to, and getting stupid with the impeachment process. We're going to be back in a few. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to support InfoWars with InfoWars stores and all the great products.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hello, hello. Glad to be back on The Alex Jones Show. Yep. And censorship is a big one, so do everything you can to support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is. Because I love my super male vitality. And staying on some of the news, there's another story in the toilet paper record, the New York Slime. An electric Mustang SUV, Detroit's big sustainable bet. Well, here's our bet. Our bet is that electric vehicles are going to maintain a, this is our trend forecast actually, a very tiny portion of the overall global auto market. The battery is an 1800 invention. And although they keep trying to improve it, and of course lithium batteries, and again, many people are saying that the overthrow of the Maduro government in Bolivia has to do with all the lithium that they have over there, it's not sustainable in the sense that this is very expensive to do. They're not that environmentally friendly when you look at all the work that goes into getting lithium and all the other ingredients needed to build these batteries, that in the ice cold weather, they don't work very well, as we saw last year when they lost well over 50% of their capacity when that cold weather hit. So the electric vehicle market for us isn't one that we would bet on. We don't give financial advice. We give trend forecasts. And another one in the auto industry that we see going very, very slowly and not too far is the driverless vehicles. Just last week, Nissan recalled, let me see how many here, 400,000 cars in U.S. over potential fire hazard. 400,000. And this is like, there's been millions of recalls every year. Tens of millions. So if they're recalling cars with these kind of problems, could you imagine self-driving cars? It's a driverless cliff. It's not going to happen for a long, long time. And where it is going to happen are going from point A to point B, maybe on a bus route. No, not a truck route that goes around and across countries. Not highways. Yes, maybe mining operations. Of course they will. But places where it's confined and they're only going from point A, B, C, D, and E. Not everywhere, anywhere, at any time. To us, this is a waste of money along with electric vehicles. So that's just an example of how we forecast trends and what we see going on. And another one to watch that's very important, and it all ties in together, is, you know, they have that big deal over there in Saudi Arabia, the Aramco. They're looking to raise $100 billion as they're making Aramco, their energy company, go public. Well, guess what? Very few buyers. They lowered the number now to $25 billion. Oil prices, as we speak, are around $60 a barrel for Brent crude. Saudi Arabia needs oil at around $100 a barrel for its economy to break even. Oh, and then they got that war that they launched over there in Yemen. It's draining money out of their economy. So now that we see oil sales where they are, and we see a global slowdown happening, and by the way, in the United States, they're cutting back on the rigs. They're cutting way back. Because there's too much supply and not enough demand. I mention this because that's what's going on globally, is an economic slowdown. This has nothing to do with trade wars. I mentioned autos. Auto sales are a big indicator of where economies are going. And in India, they had auto sales drop 41%. You're looking at auto sales slowdowns all over. In the United States, they were up a tiny bit this month. They were down last month. So these are the kind of indicators to look for. It has nothing to do with trade wars. again, it has to do with why you're seeing so many of these revolutions and civil wars erupting around the globe. Because the dough that went into the economy following the panic of 08 didn't boost the general economy. All it did was boost the equity markets. And now, as things go down, as oil prices go down, you're going to start seeing more and more revolts happening in nations that are oil rich and other product and manufacturing poor. You're going to see a decline in all the commodity prices. So, the refugee crisis that we have now, you haven't seen anything. It's going to be not human waves, it's going to be a tsunami. Climate change, political climate change. This is much bigger. This is an eruption, again, like I've never seen in my life. What's going on in Hong Kong is really big because the people know they have no future with the Chinese government in control. They have no future with a few owning everything. And a few do, by the way, in Hong Kong. A few companies. One of them goes back 187 years. Owns a big section of downtown. And the rest of the people having nothing. Again, one country after another. Beirut. Or Lebanon, rather. The riots in Beirut. Now what's going on in Iran, when they increased petrol prices by 50%, which is still relatively low. I think it comes out to about 35 cents a gallon in the United States. But because of the sanctions that Trump's put on them, it's economic warfare. Their GDP is down 9%, they're expecting this year, according to the International Monetary Fund. So it's important to watch these trends and not get caught up in the stupidity of them. So here's our forecast. We see the greatest depression hitting in 2021. South Korea, their economy is expected to grow the lowest in 10 years. You know what they're doing? Fiscal stimulus, the monetary stimulus, the pumping cheap money and isn't working anymore. Because it's only going into the equity markets. So what are they doing? More fiscal stimulus. Guess what? One of the biggest fiscal stimulus programs they've ever launched, not working. And that's what the European Central Bank and the IMF are telling the Europeans to do. The European governments, spend more money, spend more money, spend more money to boost the economy. It ain't going to work. The human waves of immigrants, migrants, refugees, people escaping violence, corruption, and poverty is only going to increase. And you think you have a homeless problem now in a city, a state, and a country near you? You haven't seen anything yet. This thing's going to get a lot worse. So we need plans on how to deal with it. And I have one. Put them in the beautiful country. Give them jobs and opportunity. We'll be back in a bit. And remember, support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And yep, visit your InfoWars store. The all-new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste has finally arrived at InfoWarsStores.com. And InfoWars Life has done it again. They have secured a new line of fluoride-free toothpaste that's loaded with natural ingredients proven to kill bacteria, whiten your teeth, and so much more. The new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste at InfoWarsStores.com contains patented Silvasol nano silver technology that's been scientifically proven to kill the bacteria that causes gingivitis, and on and on and on. And also they have 25% off Gut Fusion from InfoWars Life. So again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep the truth flowing by buying those products, because censorship is only going to get worse. Censorship 2019 was one of our top trends, and it's just getting much, much more censored, as we all know. From you name it, they're doing it. They want the one voice out there to keep you a slave in Slavelandia, and they'll tell you what to do and how to do it. So to keep the truth alive, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And also, of course, we have the Trends Journal magazine. No other magazine like it in the world. It went from a monthly to a weekly. Actually, it used to be a quarterly many years ago. And now it's a weekly because events are happening so fast. And I talked before about what's going on in some of the economies, but in the stimulus. And here's another article just out of from the Financial Times. Japan to launch stimulus plan to support economy into 2021. Again, this is a country that has negative interest rates, negative bond yields, and they can't generate the kind of growth that they want. So this whole stimulus program of going deeper in debt to create more jobs is not going to work. Again, when you're looking at a failure in places like South Korea, one of the largest exporting countries in the world and a very well-to-do economy, you know how limited it all is. And on some other economic news that's very important in looking at, for instance, where is gold going? Gold's remaining in this zone right now because of what the Federal Reserve is doing. Tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So you look at the past and see what has happened, and you see how we got here, and then you figure out, okay, if this is what happened, and this is where we are, this is where we're going. Well, guess what? It's a whole new game. You know, people say to me, you know, Salenti, you got it wrong. You said the markets were going to crash in 2012. You're right, I did. I got it wrong. Because I didn't know about quantitative easing and zero and negative interest rate policy and negative bond yields to juice the economies, the economic markets, I should say, falsely. With this digital money printed on nothing and backed by nothing. Again, how we got here, they didn't teach me that in Economics 101 at graduate school. Now the markets are going up again. And I was very bullish on gold, saying that when it broke over the $1,450 an ounce mark, I've been saying this now for 5 years, and it finally did. I said it's going to spike toward 2,000, and it was. It shot up. We did the Gold Bull Run story in our Trends Journal in June 6th of this year. And gold was at $1,332 an ounce, shot right up. Now what happened? Well, it's leveling out. As we're speaking, it's around $1,470 an ounce. Because now investors are back into the equity markets. Why? What pulled them out? Well, it pulled them out because the markets are overvalued. It's getting expensive to gamble. But the Federal Reserve has come to the rescue. According to the latest report that just came out, the Federal Reserve, since the middle of September, when there was a problem with the repo markets, the overnight markets where they borrow money to go gamble, interest rates went from 2% to 10%. The Federal Reserve injected more money in. You know how much money they've put in since then? You ready? $3 trillion. $3 trillion. Like $120 billion a night they're injecting in there so the money junkies, the gamblers, could go out and gamble the next day. That's what's driving the market up. Today, Trump met with one of the boneheads, as he called them, a while back. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Powell said they were going to be, it looks like things are pretty solid. We may not be raising interest rates. We totally disagree. We're forecasting they're going to lower interest rates by this time next year to zero or negative. I mention this because it's going to be positive for gold. Gold is not moving up and down because of what they're saying. Trade wars. Oh, it's easing. It's getting worse. It's easing. It's getting worse. Every day. It's been going on for 2 years. You think the markets would be up as high as they are if there were trade war worries? Well, they up some 24% this year. And we've been hearing trade war virtually every day. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with cheap money. So the more cheap money that goes into the markets, the more valuable gold becomes. So, as the markets rise, however, the money doesn't go into safe haven assets, it goes back into gambling. Should gold prices go below $1,450 an ounce, let's say they go to 140, then they go to 148, then back to 143, 145. Our forecast is they're going to go as low as $1,390 an ounce. And that's what we're calling the bottom for gold. Because around the world, whether it's Serbia, whether it's Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Russia, China, they're buying up gold, the central banksters, because they know what a fraud this whole thing is. Central banks have bought up more gold than they have in 50 years. And they're going to keep buying it. And what's very important is that gold is still staying strong, even though the dollar is strong. Because the stronger the dollar gets, the weaker gold goes, because gold is dollar-based. So if you're living in China, Venezuela, Russia, Turkey, and your economy is weaker and your currency is going down, it takes more of your currency to buy gold. So what could change that? The change is in the works, where the dollar may be losing its dominance. It doesn't happen overnight. You go back in history, you know, there were many, many currencies before the dollar that were the world currencies, even though it was a different world. And before the dollar, of course, it was the English pound. But the pound got pounded after the disastrous World War I. And then the sun began to set on the British Empire. And it went down from there and the dollar went up. So, some interesting notes to consider. Kremlin aims to reduce dollar shares of wealth fund to protect against sanctions. Alternative currency they're looking for. Today, headline news, China is building up its shadow reserves to counter its reliance on the U.S. dollar. The death of the dollar, it's not imminent. But hey, you're born, you grow, you mature, you reach old age, and then you die. The dollar is nearing maturity, not yet ready to die. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for having me on. And remember, support InfoWars and TrendsJournal.com. Thank you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.